Get ready, wordies. Today's word will make you want to shimmy, swing, and sway your way through the day. The word of the day is Terpsichorean. That's spelled T-E-R-P-S-I-C-H-O-R-E-A-N. Terpsichorean is an adjective that means pertaining to dancing. T.S. Eliot's writings contain a famous use of the word Terpsichorean. In Old Possum's Book of Practical Cats, published in 1939, Eliot uses the adjective in the poem The Song of the Jellicles, which would later inspire the musical Cats. They're quiet enough in the morning hours, they're quiet enough in the afternoon, reserving their Terpsichorean powers to dance by the light of the Jellicle moon. Terpsichorean derives from ancient Greek, specifically from the name of a goddess. Terpsichore was one of the nine muses, the inspirational goddesses of art and literature, along with her sisters Calliope, Clio, Erato, Euterpe, Melpomene, Polyhymnia, Thalia, and Urania. Because Terpsichore was the muse of dance, Terpsichorean, with a lowercase t, refers to everything that was once under her domain. The only other muses who lend their names to an adjective are Calliope, the muse of epic poetry, and Urania, the muse of astronomy. Calliope, from the Greek term meaning beautifully voiced, picked up a noun sense of steam organ. From the name of the organ, we have Calliopean, which can mean both resembling a steam organ and piercingly loud. Urania isn't the source of Uranus, the name of the planet. That would be her great-grandfather. But the adjective Uranian, in honor of the muse, is a poetic synonym for celestial. Though they lack any descendant words, you may also recognize Erato, the muse of love poetry, in the word erotic, and Polyhymnia, the muse of sacred poetry, in the word hymn. For more wonderful words, hop, twirl, or pirouette your way on over to Word of the Day by Dictionary.com.